this is a story about CTE, which is the brain injury that a lot of football players have gotten. And
yes.
It kind of, the story is called Head in the Game. It is by Ron Cassie. And the CTE, the symptoms sort of mimic dementia, Alzheimer's, and people ultimately do die of it. And a lot of former Colts, Baltimore Colts, the real Colts, they actually got CTE and died. So what Ron does is he interviews their widows. He actually interviews Tom Matty, who is alive and
love
well,
him.
Thank goodness. Who's
My
just
God,
lovely,
he's great.
He's like a lovely human being.
He is.
There's this really adorable picture of him with his wife and his wife Judy. And I can't explain it, but the love that comes off of this photo and the kindness and the warmth on both of their faces, it like warms my heart. It's on page 161 if you're flipping through the
magazine.
I'm
going right now.
Yeah.
You know what? Because he's legendary Baltimore. He's real Baltimore to the max.
Right. Oh. So he has early stages of this brain injury. I mean, he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a real thing, you know, that football is going to have to reckon with, and they haven't fully reckoned with. And we're seeing things like Andrew Luck retiring early, and I forget the name of the Raven player who was like an MIT guy who left the game early because he didn't want to mess with his brain.
Yep.
And, you know, more and more. So if you want to, like, find out about the local impact of this disease on Ravens, Colts, and how it's also going to affect youth football going forward. Because, you know, they say that the younger you start playing football, the worse it is because you don't have enough neck strength to, like, really carry your head. So
that's
your head
right.
Right. So your head is actually more vulnerable when you're young. So anyway, it's not our typical, like, normally this time of year we do, like, a profile of a Raven. And, you know, we're going to obviously continue doing that kind of thing because we love our Ravens and we love football. But you want to be a clear-eyed fan. You want to see what's really happening in the sport. And so you should read this Head in the Game. And it's pretty sobering, I got to tell you.
You know, John Mackey was a brilliant football player and a wonderful man. And he has dementia, and I believe I haven't heard of him passing away, so I don't know that that's happened at all, but I haven't seen him in a long time because his dementia was so terrible that it was impossible for him to be independent anymore, you know,
right.
and it could, well, I'm not a doctor, but he took a lot of hits to the head.
Yeah, and his wife has become she's on the forefront of advocating for CTE,
mm-hmm.
And for there to be more awareness of it. And she talks a lot about, in the story, there's also a great picture of her.
All right.
Yeah, and she is an amazing woman, Sylvia Mackey.
Yes.
When you're finished reading the story, you will have so much admiration for her.
Man, well, I met her. She came and got the Super Bowl ring that John gave me back. Because he was like, you want to wear my ring? And handed me the ring. I'm like, oh, my God, I got a Super Bowl ring on. And he was, like, walking out the door. I'm like, hey, you want your ring back?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to make jokes about a condition like that. But, my goodness, look, I played Pop Warner and, you know, football in high school and all these things. And my head took a bunch of hits. I played on the defensive line. I went both ways, offense and defense. And I have a giant head on a little neck. And that explains my condition now.
Yeah, and you know, look, not everybody develops this disease. It doesn't affect everybody,
right.
But it affects an alarming number of people. So yeah, so you want to read that story by Ron Cassie? It's pretty eye opening.
Yeah, Junior Seau, man, that's all you need to know. That guy was a
right.
freaking Adonis, and he
right.
ended up taking his own life because he was so miserable. Wow.
Right. Exactly. So you know that it creates a lot of. It creates depression. It creates some aggression in some cases. I mean, it's very similar to Alzheimer's that way. Oh, and they can't diagnose it when the person is alive, apparently. They have to. They only can do a posthumous diagnosis of it.
Right.
You know, they have a sense of it, but they don't know for sure.
Right.
So that's why a lot of times when these guys kill themselves, they will not. They'll save their brains.
Yeah.
So they'll shoot themselves in the chest. I mean, it's just depressing as hell. But honestly, if you love football, and I know you do, and I do. Then you want them to, like, deal with this because the future of football is sort of resting in the balance. So there, you know, so that's the kind of thing we always do in the magazine. We like to have, like, a little bit of everything. You know, there's, like, fashion in this issue, and there's this wonderful travel story. But there's also this, like, you know, it's a long read. It's sort of a deep dive into this problem. And, you know, so it's like a little bit of something for everyone in the issue, I think.
That's really cool. Before I let you go, Le'Ron McLean, who played for the Ravens for a number of years, was a really great guy in the locker room, really a character and a half, went to Alabama, and now he is begging for help from the NFL because he said that it's spiraling on him and he can't stop it.
Right. And the question is, what kind of responsibility does the NFL have to its players? I mean, this is a man who is literally crying out for help.
Is. Oh.
And, you know, it's tough, right? Because it's like you don't want to think about this stuff in a way because it is upsetting and you just want to enjoy the sport. But they have to reckon with this. They just have to. Because, you know, these people's lives are being affected and lives are being destroyed as a result. So, yeah, you know, hopefully the NFL will find some sort of solution, whether it's in terms of, you know, the equipment that they use or, you know, they've subtly been changing the rules, maybe even more changing of the rules. It's a brutal sport, and we know that. And there's going to be injury, and I think that's sort of built into the mix. But this is beyond the pale. Like, this is something that really needs to be addressed.
It's on page 156. Can football survive its concussion crisis? Baltimore Magazine, September. You'll see it in every grocery line. Don't wait for that. You can order a subscription like I did. Hey, Max.
Yes.
I love you. I'm so happy you can come on and be so spunky and spirited with us, man. I love it. So
all right. I enjoyed it, and we'll talk next month.